Pretty good. You can meet me. I don't bother midnight.
Yeah, I do it too. Midnight, a little midnight party.
Yeah. Can we just
tonight?
Yeah, well, we can start pulling. Eli, about this night.
Okay, I've got 9:04. We will reconvene this special meeting of the Corio County Commissioners Court for budget workshops at this time. As I explained to y'all yesterday afternoon, we're still working on inputs, some of the baseline inputs of the budget that we're going to need to be able to calculate what funds are available and to try to, you know, narrow down what that tax rate burden that we're going to have to absorb. So there's nothing really a substantive additional that I have to add. With the court's indulgence, I would ask that we recess. I can send you a text update this afternoon if I think we've made some substantial progress to the point that we come back together and discuss what those progress reports are. Otherwise, you can anticipate that the progress that we do make today, we'll print that off, put it in your inboxes at close of business today so you can have it to look at. We are not scheduled for tomorrow, so I will have tomorrow morning. We'll go right back. I apologize for that. Lost my little internet connection there. So tomorrow morning I'll have some more time to work inputs on the budget, and then tomorrow afternoon I have meetings over in Belton. So then we would come back and again, whatever I can get, you know, the inputs done, you know, and updates tomorrow afternoon, have those for you, and then Friday morning, we need to take a look at the salary schedule and fees of office or compensation for elected officials. That's a key component of Friday. And then I'm anticipating that we'll have at least some rough numbers to kind of start paring down some of these things based off of what our reserve looks like, tax rate looks like. But and there's still a couple of due outs out there. Insurance is a big one.
I vaguely remember last year on the elected official salaries, there were a couple of mandated changes, I think, in the judges area. Do we see any, are there any mandated changes? And I say mandated. Yeah, you know, there were some.
Yeah, well, the specifically with two of the judges, you know, one of them was a district judge, so you know, that's a state funded thing. And it dealt with tenure. So once they hit a certain milestone, right, it is mandated by the state that their pay has to be in alignment with the district judge pay.
Right.
And so none of those are triggered this year.
Okay. So none that are you aware of any other elected official changes other than the ones we kind of beat around?
No.
Okay. Cool.
I mean, I think across the board we're pretty. Now I will, as part of between now and Friday, I try to do a little spreadsheet that does a comparative analysis of counties that are about our size and population, and then about our size in budget.
Yeah,
revenues, because it's there's two distinct groups out there. It doesn't. So I try to look at kind of where do we, how do we mesh that together? Because you know, there's some counties out there that aren't.
I haven't looked at like land passes, but I believe they're about our, are they our size and population, but they have a higher revenue.
They are much smaller than us in population.
Yeah.
I don't think they're half. I mean,
the western side of land passes county is
just
open country, pretty
much. They have a much higher tax rate than we do.
Right.
and they have significantly fewer employees than we do. So it's, and I'd have to go back. I can't tell you definitively, but I don't think I've ever used land passes as a, as one of our comparatives, because they didn't fit within the
right,
the funding or the population. And I'm not saying it's a perfect system. I mean, it just,
you really don't know the internals, but
yeah.
Usually you have to go to East Texas or something to find a few.
I've got a question. So did we address all the positions that would fit in that shoe of the executive assistant?
I believe we did. And I've talked with a couple of people. I'll tell you what I'm thinking about on that right now. And again, I'm not trying to force it, but I think it provides a little bit of equity and parity. There was a question about what Ms. Holland was making. So I went back and looked at it. Ms. Holland is in fact making 42,125 or something like that. And we had talked about, you know, setting her pay at 42, Ms. McCarty at 42. Well, reached out to Mr. Belt. I mean, we're not going to take money away from Ms. Holland that's already been, you know, that would not be, that would not be the right thing to do. Mr. Latham had asked for 39 for Rachel. And I think it's more appropriate to put her at the 38 level.
I have disagreed with that from the very beginning.
Okay. Ms. Letzer, I think is her last name. Talked to Mr. Belt about that, and he's comfortable at 38 for that as well. And then
Bridget
at 40. And that's a, it's a pretty healthy increase.
But we sat here and agreed on 42.
For Bridget?
Yeah. I'm looking for my notes.
Nice. You know, yesterday I didn't bring it up. We got to look at this too, because it's something happened to one of our clerks, assistant district clerk and assistant county clerk. I mean, that to me, that's.
Well, my opinion, they, those two, all the ones that we've just talked about, plus.
I can't find my piece of paper. I've got it somewhere.
They kind of fit into that where we same that. Shoe as the executive assistant position.
Well, I do, you know, I do have I have what we talked about. This is what I have. I have Rachel Keating at 39,000. I have Bridget at 42.
I had 3x42, 1x39, 2x38.
And this Mr. Bell second, I saw her at 38. And I saw Miss Gay at 42.
Yep.
Miss Holland at 42.
Yep.
That's what I have.
So does Mrs. Holland get some kind of a thing out of Fund 74 or something?
There was a portion of that that was coming out of Fund 74 that Mr. Belt did not intend to give her that full portion, but there was a disconnect between Mr. Belt and payroll. And so that got 42, or so we're not going to reduce that.
Yeah, gotcha. No.
Okay.
No. It's one of those little bitty hidden things that you're not hidden, but you know, you have to look in different parts of the budget to find some of this.
All right. I'll reiterate. Decisions that we make impact things outside in other departments. You know, when I go back to equity and parity, I've tried to use those words and consistently. We can't make meaningful raises, or we can't afford meaningful raises if we're raising everybody every year. So in that, I've tried to get the major groups on about a 3-year cycle, which would put law enforcement up for their next reevaluation next year. Now, we are being told by the state that they're going to infuse a bunch of money for law enforcement through a grant. So we, in fact, can address those this year based off of that grant. So then the next group that comes up becomes the clerk group. And instead of being 2 years away, now they're only a year away. So if there are inconsistencies or inequities for a year so that we can then address clerks next year, I think we can do that.
I understand about the clerk point, but I still think we're talking about this, whatever the title of it, they didn't have to be a title. I mean, assistant clerk and assistant district clerk. I still kind of feel like they fall. I mean, I know it's, I think Ben actually created that. It's, you know, but to me, they kind of fall in that category. I mean, I think they should be looked at this year. I mean, we're talking like, you know, the position, because Judge, I mean, I know this all falls on you and the one overlooking it because you're over the budget. I understand that. But those positions, I think, have been underlooked, and I think they should be addressed this year. That's where I stand, in my opinion, because if something happens to one of our district clerk or our county clerk, they roll up into that position. And I mean, I don't want to be, but I mean, it's just something that I think that we need to try to sit down and figure out what we can afford, if anything. But I think there's that needs to be looked at to see if we can afford something this year. Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, I respect.
Correct you, Commissioner. He prepares the budget.
Well, yeah.
We're over the budget.
Y'all have a vote on it. No. You all have a vote on it. Absolutely. That's right.
Absolutely. That's right.
And if you, at the end of the day.
Prepares it.
Right.
We are over the budget.
At the end of the day, if you don't like it, vote no.
There you go.
That's the end. That's the, right. You know.
Well, or take
if,
what?
If you don't like it, I mean, vote no.
But if they, you know, may I want to work together and I want to try to hash it out as a, you know, as a court, as a, you know, voting body, I want us to be able to work together and hash these things out the best we can. We may not be able to get everything that I asked for.
And I will reiterate what I said, you know, at the start of this, there is no budget that I can propose to this court that is going to make all five of us happy.
There's no doubt about that.
We all agree.
I agree. I mean,
100%.
The best thing is we don't get butthurt about it. We still
talk
about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can't talk about it. You're not doing nothing.
Agreed.
You're going back.
Agreed.
Okay. And I agree with Mr. Basham on these other two, on the county clerk and district clerk.
Well, to tax collector, collector.
I thought about it, and really, they kind of fit that shoe with the executive assistant that we talked about, like with
that car category.
You know, I mean, I just kind of lump them all in a ball. People that do are responsible for the same type of duties. And actually, these two, in my opinion, are a little bit ahead of the other ones, because if something happens to her, say she falls down and breaks her back, she's out a month, 6 months. She's not going to be able to work, and whoever her assistant is going to have to step up and do her job. And has to know her job. And it's the same thing with Ms. Moore, you know. God forbid something happened to her too, you know, it's the same thing. That person has to step up in all the jury trials and all that headache that she deals with. So. And that, to me, they're kind of just like an executive assistant, if not a little bit higher. So, I mean, that's the last time I looked at this thing last night, just trying to make sure that we're kind of getting everybody in that same bubble.
All right, give me a number.
Yeah, number.
Yeah.
About the same like we've been doing, 39 to 40.
I mean, if you're adamant about it, then I need that number.
That's why I wanted to talk about it before you went to your little computer with the numbers, so we wouldn't have to do it. I had to be already figured stuff.
My numbers, like, between 39.
I mean, if you do the base at 39 and then our steps get them to 42 or whatever, that's beside the point. But if you put those new bases at 39,
who's yours?
Vicky. Hers is like, Vicky's like 38.5 right now.
Okay. So we're not talking.
But that has
we're not talking about a gigantic gap here.
I'm pretty sure the base is 36.
Do you know that, Judge?
The base on the assistant positions is 37.5.
So you're looking at, if you go to 39, $1,500. It's not that big of a step, but it's enough to keep them going at that same budget.
All right, so what do you want to do with them?
Say 39. All right, put the base at 39 on them. That's about what we've done with all the other ones.
Yeah, what you. actually, what I asked you to do the other day, sour schedule. Ah, there it is. This is an ugly piece of paper. Yeah, where's it even?
It's on the very first page.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, they're actually even, they're separated.
They're listed there.
Yeah.
Actually, 37.
And you've got the chief deputy for the tax office was actually, when we gave her an adjustment along those lines, if we set her at 37.5, she would have actually been taking a pay cut at that time. So that's why that number for the chief deputy under the tax office, because there's all those functions are the same. I mean, if you're talking about responsibility wise.
There are the chief deputy, yes, it's already at 38,148. I agree with 39. In light of what we talked about parity, we're looking at jobs that have full responsibility, just like he said, that if they either go down or their leader goes down, they can pick up. Obviously, there's a couple that don't fit that total criteria. Yeah, there's a couple that if you went down, your office.
Lisa can handle it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So we will recess, anticipating that we will reconvene on Friday morning, but I'll give you a text update this afternoon.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. And we're in recess.